The Rambam writes, Mitzvahs Aseh L'Spalel B'chol Yom. There's a biblical mitzvah to pray every day. And the Ramban writes that the mitzvah d'oraisa is only tefillah b'esara. They all agree there's a mitzvah of tefillah. And tefillah b'esara, according to everyone, is a mitzvah min haTorah. The way Rav Salavashik explains the machlokes, it's a local machlokes. Everyone agrees tefillah b'esara is the ikur. The machlokes is what's considered esara. The Rama holds every day is an esara, while the Ramban holds more external things. So one of the tefillahs we have, so we know we have a mitzvah of tefillah, and then we have Chazaras Hashat. So the way of Salvation explains it is that this tefillah bitzibor, that's our silent shmon esrei, we daven together with other people, and it's then this tefillah hatzibor, that the Shliach Tzibor represents the Tzibor. It's two different tefillahs. So it's interesting to note that when you get to Chazaras Hashat, so basically we listen to silent Shmon Esrei, we daven ourselves. And the afternoon, the second Shmon Esrei, we listen to the Chazan. However, there's one part of the Shmon Esrei where we say ourselves, and that's Modim Anachnu Lach. So the average Rami asks, why specifically here? Why don't we say Slach Lanu Avinu? Why don't we say Baruch Aleinu? What's Modim Anachnu Lach? Because Modim Anachnu Lach is the yisod of, we acknowledge everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the yisod of Akaris HaTov, recognizing the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And therefore, when it comes to Akaris HaTov, you can't send the Shriach, you got to take care of it yourself. And that's the yisod of the mitzvah Bikurim. That when you get your first fruit, you bring Mevi, you bring it to Yushalayim, the Beit HaMikdash, and your Mevi Vekore. And what do we read? We go back to the whole history, starting back from Yaakov Avinu. We go back to the Avos, Arami Yoved Avi, the Avos. We go through the whole, all the Chasadim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael. The Rashi over there on the Pasuk of Bikurim, on the Amarta Elav, why do we have to go back to thank God right now for the fruit that you just gave me? Why I have to go back to all the different years of history? And Rashi writes that if you don't, you'd be considered a kafoi tova, you'll be an ingrate. That if you don't appreciate not only what God does for us now, but what he's done for us last year, 10 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, then you're lacking in Akaras HaTov, you're a kafai tova, you're an ingrate. In fact, I think the Medrash writes in other places, one who is a kafai tova is like an apikoris. That's one of the worst things someone could be. So the question is, the Achronim ask, the Mefarshim ask, why didn't Rashi just say, the reason why you have to mention all these chasadim, Arami Ovi Ovi, is so you could be makar tov? Why not say it in the positive? Why do we say it in the negative? So the commentaries explain it's because when it comes, if a friend does you a favor, then you can be makar tov. But when a Kaddish Baruch Hu does something, it's not feasible. There's so many tovos that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does, besides the fact we probably don't know half of them, when he saved us from dangers in other areas. So whatever you could say, you won't succeed. Like the Gemara and Brachas, someone wanted to praise God, say how great he was, and they said, that's terrible, because you're never going to give enough greatness. We only could say, Chazal, based on Anshei Knesset Gedolah, gave us a text, because they know what to say. That's a matir for tefillah. We can't just make up our own prayers. It's like saying, oh, wow, you have so much money. You have hundreds of dollars. You have thousands of dollars. And the guy's a billionaire. So it's an insult. So therefore, we can never thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. That's what we say in our in our davening, Nishmas Kochai, you know, Maspikim Mahodos Ochai. We can never come to thank you enough. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try to thank him a little bit, but we can never do a full Hakaras Atov. Same thing with Mod Demanach Nuach. So therefore, Rashi writes, Va'amarta Elam, not to become. When it comes to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, you never will be able to do the proper Hakaras Atov, but if you do a little bit, or you do some, so you take yourself out of the status of a kafei tover, of an ingri. And hence Rashi writes it in the negative. So the pasuk says as well, it says, Vahaya kisavo. And the Medrash points out that many times it brings in Vahaya. The Lashon of Hayam is a Lashon Simcha. So, of course it's a Lashon Simcha. Yisocha to bring the Bikurim, go to Eretz Yisrael, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So of course, it's a, as the Rashi means, the Medrash means, it's a Lashon Simcha. So, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us on Daf Lamed Zayin Amabez 37b on the Pasuk V'yarashta V'yashavto Sam that the Gemara learns out that the first 14 years of V'sheva Shekivshu V'sheva Shechilko, they had the 7 years that they conquered and the 7 years that they gave out settled in the land. So the halacha is the mitzvah bikurim doesn't begin until year 15. In other words, if you planted fruits before and you grew them and they came out, until if there would be no mitzvah bikurim. The question is why? Why wouldn't I bring bikurim even before year 15? This wasn't just true by bikurim. From bikurim, we learn out all the things. This is true for true memaisa year 15, as well. So what's the pshat? Why is it that you have to wait till year 15? So Chazal are telling us a klal. When it comes to simcha, is I can't be fully sameach. I can't really be besimcha unless the people around me are also besimcha. It's like, why? I'm settled in my land 7 years. People got settled in earlier. Well, I'm besimcha. I planted. Why can't I do bikurim? Because that's the sort of simcha when it comes to Judaism is you can't fully appreciate simcha unless the people around you also have it. Samachta b'chol atov. It's when everyone else is settled in, now the chiyav of bikurim comes in. That if you, that you have to have the sensitivity and joy, and that's why it explains. That's how they explain the Mishnah Mikurim says between Sukkot and Chanukah, some people grow Perus. So it says you could bring Mikurim, but maybe the Eino Kori you bring and you don't bring. Why? Because most people don't bring at that time. Aye, but it's Zman Simcha for me, that's the teretz. We only a korei if it's Zman Simcha for everyone. You have to feel the need to others. And that's the famous Rambam in Hilchos Yontov. That it gets into what? Simcha, basar v'yayin, jewelry, clothing, candy. He says, but the ultimate simcha, if you're just feeding yourself, it's simcha's kreso. If you don't share with others, so then, that's not simcha. That's not living. Call Yisrael Reivim Zewazeh, as Yerushalmi writes, that if you cut your hand, if the other hand's not going to cut the other finger, because it's all one, all Jews are one. And in fact, that's how they explain. You know, we have two seas in Eretz Yisrael, the Dead Sea, the Yam HaMelech and the Kinneret and the Sea of Galilee, and yet, and they both get the water from the Jordan River. Yet, if the Sea Gali is full of life, and the Dead Sea, as his name indicates, isn't. So what's the difference? If they both get the water from the Jordan, the difference is they both get the water from the Jordan, but the Sea Gali gives back water, while the Dead Sea only receives water. If you're only worrying about yourself, you don't give. The ultimate simcha is giving and making sure everybody has it. Call Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. That's what we learn now when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, that's the famous Kedushas HaLevi. It says in the Pasuk, Avram Zakim Baba Vayamim, Hashem Berech Avram Mako. Pashtus, it means he gave him all the riches, and sometimes they gave him a child. That's where he needed a Shidduch, etc. But the Kedushas HaLevi is a place of play on words. Hashem Berech as Avraham, but Avraham went through his Simcha until it was Bakol, until everyone else around him got the same thing. And that's the Yisod, by the Yisod of the Mitzvah Bikurim, which is Yisod of Hakaras HaTov, and Yisod of Mitzvah Simcha, and that's the Rambam and Hilchos Yontov. So if we do not Chayiv and Bikurim until year 15, until all of Klai Yisrael is settled. Mitzmevi ve'eno kore between Sukkot and Chanukah. Because the Yisod is, you have to celebrate with everyone else, Klai Yisrael m'zeh l'zeh. And the real Simcha is, not Simcha is crazy, but inviting the Amana and the Yisomim, and that's the difference. The Sea of Gali gives back, but the Dead Sea just takes, and Yisod. And now as we read Parashas Kisavo, you know, Rosh Hashanah is a short time away, that's the Yisod when we pray, not only pray for ourselves, our own family, but we have to pray for Klai Yisrael. We have to pray that everyone has a Parnasa, everyone has a Refuah Shlema, everyone has Chesed and Torah. And that's the Yisod we learn from Bikurim, the Yisod of Hakaras HaTov, and as the Avedram says, Modim Anachnu Lach, we can't have anyone else do it. We have to do Hakaras HaTov ourselves.